com. And I want to thank the many listeners who have written to me from your, having listened to your radio. I mean, your shows have opened up the eyes of many people. And my biggest supporters come from having listened to your radio show. And what they tell me, some people have told me that they were scheduled to go to Iraq, and then they listened to your show and they realized, no, I'm not going to do this, because this is the only place where they had heard what's really going on in Iraq, or what you know the other side is, what it all means. You know, it's you're doing a great work in bringing the other side, because unfortunately in the United States today, our media is one-sided like a toothbrush.
Yeah.
And Americans are only getting one side of the story, if at all. So that, you know, you talk to people come back from Iraq and they'll tell you that what you're hearing and seeing on TV about Iraq is just the tip of the iceberg. And we know that, you know, because we saw the coverage from Vietnam, you know, 40 years ago. It's nothing like that now. We don't see the pain. We don't see the suffering. We don't see the human cost. We don't even see the caskets when they come home from here.
And we're not even seeing the right casualty numbers either.
No. And it's, you know, we're living in a fairy tale or
an Orwellian nightmare.
A nightmare. And it has come down on us so fast, and it is so pervasive that, you know, your listeners know what we're up against, but it is really, really insidious.